know the way to San Jose?
Well, I do. Let's go. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you live from San Jose, California. Hi, I'm Amelia Dalton, and if you've been following Fish Fry for the past several years, you will know that when November rolls around, it's time for the Mems and Sensors Executive Congress. And as always, I have a rundown of this year's entrance in the Mems and Sensors Executive Congress Technology Showcase. This year's theme is The Future Is Now. So what does the future hold? Well, we've got the world's first light electric vehicle that moves just like a snowboard, a new miniaturized optical gas sensor, some digital micro switch technology, and even my first MEMS and sensors all software tech showcase entrance. So let's go. First up, let's talk about that snowboard. Please welcome Aaron Aders from Leaf Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me, Aaron.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so what are you showing at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress Technology Showcase today?
So we are showing the only device that allows people to enjoy snowboarding all year round, anywhere in the world, even in Dubai. It's an electric snowboard that works on the ground. And we're using a few of the sensors that they're being featured by companies here in this conference in unique ways. And they found it interesting enough to invite us out.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit more about the sensor part of this. Is it true you guys are using one main sensor hub?
Yeah, so basically we're using a Hall sensor, which I'm sure the E's know what that is, but it's a Hall sensor, six magnets, and that really tells us exactly which direction the board's traveling, and then we feed that data into the motor controllers and then adjust and distribute the power according to the traction control functions that the user setting has. And so for a really new person that's starting out for the first time, we're really going to throttle that back motor and slow it down a bit so it doesn't kind of whip out around turns, kind of like a car. For a pro rider, somebody that's really competent, they're going to turn that traction control off because they want to have that nice slide around the turns and then kind of handle it like an F1 driver. And so that sensor has been huge for us because it allows us to make it a lot easier for people to get started on the board, which is kind of the most important really phase for any customer.
Tell me about the energy harvesting aspect of this.
Yeah, so you can get voltage back to the battery by using the regenerative braking, which is more or less just telling the motor to run backwards and then it kicks that voltage right back through the system to the battery. There's a lot better ways to kind of conserve energy by maybe pushing start and things like that, but it's a nice thing to have it whenever you're braking to get a little bit of energy back.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And if you're rolling down the street in your new e-snowboard, you might want to avoid the worst traffic and the worst air quality that goes along with that traffic, right? Well then, maybe you should check out eLichen's miniaturized optical gas sensor. My guest today is Bob White from eLichen's. Thank you so much for joining me, Bob.
Thank you, Amelia. Looking forward to talking to you.
Okay, so we are at the MEMS and Sensors Industry Group Technology Showcase. So what do you got to show me here, Bob?
Well, we're leveraging MEMS technologies to produce minute or very small gas sensing modules, particularly for CO2 gas. eLichens comes from E before the word lichen. Lichen is a mold which grows in very clean areas, very clean areas. So what we're ambition is to demonstrate to people where the gas is good, where your air is clean, where it's not clean. So we can do things like change traffic flow, get the towns to improve particular problem areas, get those nasty diesel-smelling things out the way. So the areas we're particularly interested in are particulate sensing, CO2 sensing for cities and outside. And then there's a series of gas sensors around safety and related things around methane and methane products. It also applies to farming. It applies to your home, whole series of places where gas sensing is. And we're very engaged in those areas.
So you were speaking earlier that a lot of different gases are particular in how they are sensed. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, this particular sensor we're showing off here today is based on the same technology as a mass spectrometer. But we're looking at the areas of those gases. We're using a just particularly tuning them for the particular gases we want to make. So we can use a fairly wide band infrared source and then look at very, very narrow bands of infrared, which only those gases are filtered out in. So we can get to better than 50 ppm of accuracy of the quantity of gases, right down to from 0 to 10,000 ppm. So we can do a very wide spread of gas concentration and to a very accurate level in a device 0.8 of an inch square, 0.4 of an inch high. That's where we are today, just taking, and we're leveraging this technology that MEMS gives us to get the power consumption right down. Because often there've been devices in this space for some time, but they've been drawing hundreds of milliamps of power completely out of the portable space. So when we're down at the 1 to 2 milliwatt level, we can really think about these devices being used in a battery powered system, spread around the environment, and for a wider range of use applications.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Bob.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Emily.
Next up, let's talk with Chris Giovanello, SVP and co-founder of Menlo Micro, about their micro switch technology. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what is Menlo Micro all about?
Menlo Micro is a new startup. We just spun out of General Electric's research labs in December of last year, so we've been operating for just barely about 11 months now. What we're doing is we're bringing to market a technology that was developed at GE's research center over the past decade to create these very high reliability and high voltage capable micromechanical relays.
Okay, so let's talk about that in particular. Now, you guys are at the technology showcase at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress. So tell me about what you guys are showing, this digital micro switch technology.
Yeah, so this was a great opportunity for us to share some updates on what Menlo's been doing with our peers in the MEMS industry. Over the past 20, 25 years, there's been a lot of efforts to try and create a micromechanical relay using MEMS technology. And one of the things that Menlo has been able to accomplish utilizing some very unique materials, material science technology developed at GE over the last decade, we've been able to create a relay which is extremely small. We're talking 50 microns by 50 microns in size, but at the same time can handle tens of watts or even hundreds of watts of power. Yeah, we've been wanting to share where we're at with the technology development since we spun out. We've got the new products that are now in the market and new customers, and just wanted to share our progress with the MEMS community.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about target markets. Where are we going with these MEMS switches?
Right now, we're designed into an application in the medical instrumentation space for MRI equipment. And that's a very close partnership that we have with GE Healthcare that brought that to fruition. And now that we've spun out, we're interested in exploring getting this technology adopted into other markets. Some of the next set of customers and segments that we're focused on are aerospace and defense for things like military radios, tunable antenna arrays, radar systems, and then beyond that, starting to explore some other high power applications for things like test and measurement, wireless infrastructure. One of the unique things with our technology is that it can be applied from DC all the way up to very high frequency, even millimeter wave. And so with a flurry of new activity for 5G communications and much higher frequencies, we're starting to get some traction in those spaces as well.
Very cool. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Chris.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for listening.
And now it's time for that software business I spoke of earlier. Please welcome Gerald Harvey from PZ Flex, who brings us some coupled domain simulation for MEMS sensors and system integration. Thank you so much for joining me, Gerald.
Thank you, Amelia.
So first off, tell me what PZ Flex is all about.
Sure. So we are a finite element code, a simulation package, and we specialize in piezoelectric problems. So anything that involves electromechanical sensing, wave propagation, that can be the gyroscope in your phone, or it could be a fingerprint sensor, or it could be, if you go for a medical ultrasound scan, it will be the sensor head that you use to actually image inside the body.
Excellent. So we are at the MEMS and Sensors Industry Group Technology Showcase today. So what did you guys show me today? And you guys are the first software-only technology showcase entrants, at least I've seen.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I didn't realise we were had a unique moniker there. So what I showed was a very simple, what's called a piezoelectric micro-machined ultrasonic transducer. That type of technology is going to be quite prominent in ultrasonic fingerprint detection. So if you're looking to remove the home button from your cell phone, then ultimately you're going to need somewhere to do the fingerprint sensing, and that's going to be somewhere on the screen. You're going to have to detect the fingerprint ridges through the screen, through various stack-up layers, and ultrasonic sensors are going to be the technology to do that. So I showed a very simple demonstration of bringing in a little single device of one of these PMUTs into a software package to allow you to design it better so you can simulate its actual performance as it pertains to being part of a stack-up on a cell phone screen.
So let's talk real quick about your target markets for this.
So the target markets would be the MEMS industry. I'm happy to defer to my CEO for more information on target markets, but we operate anywhere where there's piezoelectric materials, piezoelectric sensors. So you're looking at IoT, consumer electronics, so cell phones, and then other parts of the business will be looking at sensors such as biomedical ultrasound, RF filters for your mobile phones, cell phone, and anything that involves electromechanical sensors, basically.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for coming by.
If you want any further information about any or all of these companies or the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress, I've included a bunch of links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EEJournal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of November 3rd, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.